Tuesday afternoon, and the weeks just seem to be flying by at the moment. 4:45 every Tuesday afternoon, the gadget guru Paul Bristow joins us here in the studio. He is back.
Hi, Danny.
He's obviously enjoying himself. He returns every week for a bit of an encore performance.
But
enjoyed your article in the new magazine. That's the first thing that I wanted to say.
Thank you. Now you know what it's all about, and if you haven't read it yet, get yourself a copy.
That's it. Look out for your copy of the WS Voice magazine in all of the usual pickup points, and you'll see an article there that Paul has written. You'll see a little picture too. So if you've been sort of, you know, listening to him and you don't know what he looks like, don't be scared, kids. That's all I'll say.
Thanks, great deal.
We'll have to get you on the cover one day.
No, you first.
Now, speaking of, you know, I mean, you're fast becoming a celebrity here in the Lake Geneva region, not just in the magazine, but you're going to be on the telly tonight. The TV.
From the Data Canvas stuff that we looked at last week. So we'll be on Television Swiss Roman. They're doing a précis of the whole event, looking at the opening, looking at the way in which you can embed yourself within the data. And they did a bunch of interviews of a few of us that contributed to the project.
Brilliant. What time is it going to be on RTS tonight?
6 o'clock news, they say.
Wow. He's made the 6 o'clock.
Yeah, possibly not the headline.
He went. The human headline.
There was something Paul about floods and things that bumped
into
today.
I know. There's been so much going on, hasn't there? Any technological thoughts when it comes to all of the rain and the flooding and the landslides? We had another one this morning at Lutry. Any technical?
It's not really tech. It's more a case of land management. There are some techniques you can use with, basically, if you put a lot of plants into the way of the water, it will slow things down a lot. So the very worst way to try and channel this sort of volume of water is to channel it in concrete, because when it's done, there's nowhere for it to go.
Before too long, he's going to be co-hosting Dig It with Hester McDonald and the Jardin en Fête this weekend. But you will be able to catch Paul tonight on RTS on the 6 o'clock news. Yep. What have you got for us today, Gadget?
So today I want to talk about backups. It's a very important subject. And basically it comes down to, a friend of mine came up and he said, Paul, you need to help me. I've lost the hard drive on my notebook. Is there anything that can be done?
How many times have we heard this?
And, you know, he'd gone along to a specialist and they said, even to look at it, it's going to cost you 500 francs.
Okay, so what should we? And we're all guilty of this, because I know every time I...
Everybody's done it. Things break, you lose your phone, you the laptop gets left behind, stolen, whatever. So taking backups, really, really important. And it's really simple these days. So basically, when it comes to backups, you need three copies of your data. We call it the rule of three. Mm-hmm. So you have one copy of the data on your device,
yes.
One copy at home on a hard drive or something, and one copy
in
somewhere
the cloud.
Else. In the cloud will do.
But it's raining up there at the moment. It might get wet.
It doesn't matter where it is, but it should be somewhere else from home.
Copy.
Just in case your house burns
down. All right. So one on the computer and then one on a backup hard drive.
Yeah. The rule is rule of three. It doesn't matter where they are,
right?
But they have to be three different copies.
You could always print all of this out on the printer and store that somewhere like the old-fashioned way.
I saw something about that. They said if they were going to print out the internet, it would take 8 million trees.
Oh,
somebody
my
did a study
goodness,
this week.
Yeah, and
crazy
how
stuff,
so. Many? Years.
So let's not do that. But basically, you have two different ways to do it. You can either get an external hard drive, and all the computer shops sell them. They're not even that expensive now. Come in at like 60 francs or so. Plug it into the computer. If you've got a Mac, if you've got Windows, you've already got software to do it.
Is that hard to do, or will it just guide you through the whole process?
No, it will guide you through the whole process. On the Mac, there's a thing called Time Machine. On Windows 8, there's a thing called File History. They do pretty much the same thing. They take copies of files, and they take copies of files going back. So if you change something and you go, I wish I had the version from last week, it was better, you can come back, bring that one back. But you can also go to the cloud. You've got things like Google Drive, iCloud, Microsoft OneDrive, Dropbox, etc. And there, for about 100 gigabytes of storage, you're talking $2 or so a month.
Do you know what? I mean, it's pretty affordable, isn't it?
And it is pretty affordable.
Given that this could cost you, potentially, as you were saying before, for your friend that had the problem, 500 francs just to have it opened up and looked at.
There's a much worse situation. I mean, imagine you're married and you have to convince your wife why it is you've lost the photos of all of your children and the wedding.
Oh, no. Okay. I can see people racing out tonight to back up their computers quickly.
So it's just really important, because it's one of those things, some backup is better than no backup at
true,
all.
True.
So even if you only do it once a month, at that point you can only lose a maximum of a month's worth.
Very good and timely advice. And I know I haven't done it for at least 3 or 4 months. And when I turn my feeling a bit guilty, you know, I know when I turn the computer on or the iPad on, it pops up and it says you haven't backed up now for 120 days or
which
or
means
whatever.
120 days of photographs and documents and everything are all at risk.
How often should we be doing this?
It depends on what you do. So if you're a businessman, you should be making sure that you're backed up every night. But if you're taking photos and things, if you can live with losing the last few days' photos, you know, they're just things you took here, there and everywhere, it doesn't matter. If you've just come back from a wedding, back up.
Why do you think we are somewhat reticent to do it? Why don't we do it more often? Is it just that we're a bit lazy?
I think it's one of these things that until it's really happened to you, you don't feel the pain. But everybody that has lost something feels the pain dramatically.
Yeah.
I only lost like a month's worth of data and that was it. I have
a
very complicated backup system that I have 5 copies of data all over the place. But I won't do it. I won't lose that again.
Yeah. Rule of three. No, I think that's great advice, Paul, and I'm glad you brought that up today because I know that's going to help someone.
And the only other thing I would say is when you put your backup system in place, whatever you use, whether it's for your iPad or for your computer, work out, just try restoring something.
Do you know,
before you're in a panic because it's all gone.
That's a really good point. And I think that's part of the fear that exists within me that it's this lack of knowledge around this whole process, how to do it and then how to restore.
Yep.
So how about, maybe not next week, but how about in a few weeks' time, you can just talk us through that process of restoration and we'll follow up on that one.
We can pick one, you know, a Mac, a Windows, something like
talk
through the whole process.
Be great, fantastic. And if you've ever got any questions for The Gadget, for Paul Bristow, you can email those to us here, studio@worldradio.ch, attention that to The Gadget, attention it to Tony or The Gadget, and that'll get to us. And of course, Paul's doing some amazing work here in the region, technological work with pangloslabs.org.
Yep.
Take a look at that website if you haven't already done so. It's been backed up 5 times, so he can handle the traffic.
It's true.
Pangloslabs.org. Just take a you know, over the next 24 to 48 hours, if you're in front of the computer, take a look at Paul and what he does. He's doing some amazing open source sort of stuff here in the region, which we like to stay across as well.
Absolutely.
Terrific to see you, my friend. Thank you very much for the really important advice today.
And just remember, some backup is better than no backup.
That was The Gadget Guru, Paul Bristow. See you next week.
See you next week.